1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz wrapped up their tour of battleground states Saturday night in Nevada with a large rally in Las Vegas. The vice president referred to her time as a criminal prosecutor.
I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women, fraudsters who ripped off consumers, scammers who broke the rules for personal gain. So Nevada, hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's tight.
Former President Trump spent Saturday fundraising in Wyoming and Colorado. Another Israeli airstrike in Gaza City is drawing condemnation. Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
Israel rejected criticism from U.S. and Western diplomats for the airstrike on a school in Gaza that Hamas said killed at least 90 people and wounded hundreds of others in Gaza City. The Israeli army said they used precision weapons at a Hamas command and control center and named 19 operatives it said were killed. Israel said it was not clear how many people were killed and how many were combatants.
Newly released audio, video, and email material is putting the horror of the Uvalde school gun massacre into focus once again. CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Texas reviewing the information.
New investigative footage shows disgraced former Uvalde, Texas school district police chief Pete Arredondo during the chaos of the Robb Elementary school massacre.
We're having a problem getting in the
Uvalde city officials released nearly 600 items, including police dash and body cam videos, non-emergency calls, as well as documents, text messages, and 911 calls.
An American gymnast may lose her Olympic bronze medal.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruling has decided an inquiry filed after the floor routine of Jordan Chiles came 4 seconds too late after the one-minute cutoff set by the International Gymnastics Federation. The inquiry led to her score boosted by a tenth, moving her into the bronze medal spot over Romanian gymnast Anna Barbozu. Romania filed an appeal. The court ruled the original score should be upheld, which would slide Chiles out of the medals. USA Gymnastics says it's devastated by the decision and that Chiles has been the target of baseless and hurtful attacks on social media. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Storm Debbie is no longer in the U.S., and the last flood warnings were lifted last night in northern New York, but nearly 170,000 homes and businesses in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Vermont remained without power last night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Maxing Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Rocker. I hope you're having a great Saturday night here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to AM, FM, stream, and app all around Wisconsin. To listen to Max Inc. Radio podcast and find out more about Civic Media, go to civicmedia.us. And hey, while you're at it, hit the app. Get the app from your app store and listen to us on your digital device. I'm here with Rob Roberts in the control tower tonight. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, Rob.
I am so excited. Cat and the Hurricane are setting up right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was amazing how much stuff they brought in. They had carts and carts and carts.
They do. We got a lot of stuff that's happening here. I've been setting up. I've been, like, plugging in cords, getting mixing boards ready. And then, hey, we're doing top of the hour promos right here. But you know what? We have lots of stuff coming up tonight. We would like to talk about People Fest, right? People Fest just happened.
It did.
The People Brothers Band just finished up with that. That's their annual festival.
Yep.
So let's kick off this hour with a double dip from the People Brothers Band. You can catch them next on November 8th at the Appleton Beer Factory. Actually, we're not playing that, are we?
No. That's no. Okay, though, Rocker.
Okay, well, you know what?
I was going to pivot and play, people. Yeah, I was going to do it.
All right.
We got Robert J, too.
Okay, Robert J. Yeah. Let's switch. Sorry, people. We're going to switch gears. Robert J. is a member of the Moon Gypsies, the Rowdy Prairie Dogs, and a solo singer and songwriter. He's a legend of Americana and blues and Madison scene. And Robert J. performs live on the patio at the Comeback Inn just east of the Capitol Square from 4 to 7 p.m. Let's do a double dip of Robert J. right now. This is 57 Chevy on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm doing the best I can. to new dark ages. The home of the brave and land of the free. Trying to sell off our democracy. They don't believe in you or me, but we the people. Yeah, they want to privatize the Constitution. Gerrymander the Bill of Rights and legalize pollution. They declared hunting season on the American eagle. America, oh, say can you see? The home of the brave and the land of the free. They don't believe in equality. They don't care about the poor or the sick or the needy. Yeah, they want to dumb it down, the whole damn nation. Deny science and defund education. Their trickle-down minds serve only the greedy. America, oh, say can you see? Wrong is right. Welcome to the new dark ages. Sit down or to take a knee to protest injustice and inequality. So I stand up now for more perfect union. I stand for tolerance and brotherhood and a sense of communion. I stand against hypocrites who light our faces and try to drag us back down to the new dark ages of America. Oh, say, can you see? Wrong is not right. Shine a light on the new dark ages. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land from sea to shine and sea. This land and cry.
Robert J. on Max Inc. Radio, a double dip. You can see him August 11th. That's tomorrow at the Comeback Inn. In Buckin' Honeys in Monona on the 21st, on the 23rd in Middleton. And he's going to be at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. Comeback Inn again on the 25th. All the stuff is out there at MaxIncRadio.com. You can always connect with us on the social media things. That's how you can connect to the local music that's happening right here in Wisconsin. And all this stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomatoes Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and in Madison, there's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Also, Herbal Aspects, three locations, Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at HerbalAspects.com. And Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients you can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling some of the local snacks and live music. That's carbon4.com. Let's keep going with the American Scarecrows. They're doing live stuff in Minneapolis, August 24th, 8:30 p.m. First Ave. This is Broken Bones and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio.
Conversation, for example, you're the part of me that doesn't want to leave. This life behind and soaking what I'm shown, brooding yourself crazy is no way to pass the time. Be kind and say a prayer for the lightning, frightened.
Katie Scullin on Magic Radio. Pretty girl. Pretty lady. That's it. Cat and the Hurricane are warming up right now in the lair. We have an interview with Terry Barr, 7,000 Apart. That's coming up right after the break. But we'll play one more song for you. Keep the local music happening.
Drink the drink.
But I don't want the drink.
He doesn't want the drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
Drinking with Strangers now on Max Inc. Radio. Song inspired this one, Patch 22, Help Desk. Max at Gridio, we are local music, right here in Wisconsin.
Half a one cup of caffeine, I came in at 6:15. Sat in my chair, a message was there, stop, look at your machine. Download up.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sing for the want, step in the feet. Give me a beat, sell it for free. Make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car, 2,000 miles to play at a bar.
Mom and sister talk the phone a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Da 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 da.
Welcome to Amelie and John. They are of the band 7,000 Apart. We just heard this incredible song, Lights Go Down. What can you tell us about it?
This song in particular happened after we were on Sween's Got Talent, got a standing ovation from judges, like everyone in the audience, like for the show.
And then we were starting to talk to some record labels over in Sweden because of the Sweden's Got Talent thing. Things were just like, you know, it was on the up and up and things were feeling really good. And then March of 2020 hit and, you know, everything got canceled. We had over 70 shows that we had like booked ourselves for the summer. We were going to be full time for the first time. So this was a song that came out of us like talking about, is this the time that we quit? We'll always do music. And so that's what the song is about. Whether the lights are on you or whether the lights go down, you should keep doing what you love.
I love the story behind the name 7,000 Apart. And of course, the relationship that started in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Tell us more about this.
I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. And then when I was 17 years old, I decided I wanted to be an exchange student and go to the big United States of America. I end up with the most wonderful host family here in Green Bay and end up going to Preble High School. And that's where I met John.
Yeah, so we met in music theory class, just became really good friends. But then we ended up becoming more than friends and ended up dating all of the senior year of high school for 3 years. We were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other.
We're just like 4,382 something miles.
Funny you know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how it started. And then we finally got to be together in 2016, got married, and started pursuing the whole music thing, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a crazy journey since meeting each other, basically.
It is such a great story. And basically, since you were apart and then back together, I feel like you have written songs constantly.
We both write. I kind of grew up as a writer when I was about 11 or 12. And so for me, it was always a therapy and like a way of understanding the world around me.
John is like such a writer. Like he is through and through a songwriter.
With meeting Amelie, we've really found our own way of writing together. Mm-hmm. And
with others too.
And yeah, with co-writing and stuff. And I think it's just been something that we're honestly kind of just scratching the surface of. We love seeing people's reactions to what we make, you know, like when you play a song live and you see that people love it, like they're clapping or dancing, or even if they're just like crying too, sometimes yeah, that happens. People like come up and tell you like, this song literally made a huge difference in my life today, or this album came out at the perfect time for me because whatever.
Yeah, we're all about, our latest album is called Feel Your Feelings, and that's really what we want. We want to have people feel their feelings, whether that is like, or like with Lights Go Down, it's kind of like fun and empowering, right? But then we also have songs that maybe make you cry a little bit, but I think all feelings are valid, and if we can get people to feel things, then we've done our job.
I want to ask you about the songwriting. Words first and then music?
I would say John first, then me. It's more. So John will usually come up with like a beginning of something.
Okay.
And then he'll take it to me and we'll finish it together.
I think we're getting to this point now where we're actually doing sessions where we're intentionally sitting down and just trying to write music. And when we do it that way, it can be, you know, it can sometimes even just be a drum beat. Like sometimes at this point, we're producing music as we're writing too.
You have had quite the summer. I mean, and you still have August, September, it looks like, when I was looking at your tour. But you have played with some really big artists. What has that been like?
Yeah, we've gotten two incredible opportunities from Tidal Town here in Green Bay. And they do these things where they bring in bigger artists during summer for like free concerts. It's awesome. And so we were able to both open for Bebe Rexha and the X-Ambassadors. This is the first time that we get to do something like that. And it was definitely a boost.
I still don't really know. I've tried researching to see if there's like any Green Bay artist that's become an international artist. And I don't.
Or even national.
Or even national. And I don't think there are any. I actually felt this when we were on stage opening for the X-Ambassadors.
You almost started crying.
I almost started crying just because I was like, this is so cool to be a Green Bay artist on stage with a national, international act following us, representing Green Bay, just because that's something that I didn't believe was possible when I was a kid.
We're going to go out with the song Started a Fire. This is really powerful. What can you tell me about this song?
The music industry is like, you see both the best and the worst in people, I think, in music.
And there's a lot of closed doors, and there's a lot of, you know, people that tell you you're not good enough, and there's people that tell you that you're doing this wrong and that wrong. And so we just put those frustrations into a song.
And talked about just burning the music industry down to the ground, basically. We're like, we're just going to do our own industry.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we've done. I mean, we've stayed completely independent so far, and we surround ourselves with the people that we love to work with, and so far so good.
Well, here we go. And I have to give you just a huge thank you to Amelie and John, 7,000 Apart. And here is the song that we were just talking about, Started a Fire. Thank you so much for talking
to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking this door that everyone's been at before. I started a fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I lit up a match, cause this is our turn. You've been leaving us out for far too long. You'll never let us in, so we'll just
7,000 Apart on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, what a great band, Rob.
Yeah, I know, right?
7,000 Apart. They're like half. The one person is from Sweden, right?
Yep.
The other person from Green Bay, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So, wow. So they're a Green Bay band. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really awesome.
Well, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Rob Roberts, and we are getting ready for the lair in just a few minutes.
So you are ready for the lair.
We are ready for
you
the lair.
You are ready. You should. The people out there don't understand all the activity that was going on. The truck backed up. All the stuff came out.
Oh, boy.
Wires everywhere. At one point, I just saw you licking your fingers and just holding two things together and getting a little shock. But it's all working now. So.
It gave me a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
My hair's curly now. Straight forever. we have some sad news. We said that Brian Beebe, he passed away recently, last night actually, and he was a great guy. He was a musician from Rockford, came up here with Robin Zander from Cheap Trick, moved to Wisconsin Dells with him in the 60s, and they played together as a duo, and then Robin Zander, you know, left the duo to join Cheap Trick, which was a really up-and-coming band at that time. And so, but he Brian Beebe, he had a grand career, recorded tons from the 60s all the way through current times. We have another song for him, written and recorded in 1979 in Cincinnati, Ohio, with producer Stan Hertzman and the bass player from Adrian Blue's band, The Bears. Bill Warden played drums and other instruments played by Brian Beebe. This is Brian Beebe, a tribute. This song is called Wherewithal.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Without a word to say, it's been so easy, but it fell away when I tried. I couldn't do it cause I know the way. The kind of woman makes a man a mess with a sigh. And I know the answer before I hear the words. She needs somebody with the wherewithal to buy her nice new things. Then I saw with a friend of mine, I saw a chance to find the answer.
Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Damsel Trash. They're going to be playing with Cat and the Hurricanes over there at the Harmony Bar and Grill August 17th. And now we're going to play them on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network all across Wisconsin. Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Savior,
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900, and 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.